On the south edge of Savannah, Missouri, you'll find a tall brick building that once employed 500 and brought people here from across the country. The story of why it was built here and those it attracted is this edition of The American Countryside.
5 conferences, 1 location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the 5 highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on machinerypete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on machinerypete.com. Visit machinerypete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Dr. Perry Nichols developed a business treating patients for cancer before the turn of the 20th century. He established a large treatment facility in South Dakota, but was looking to relocate.
So he went to Excelsior Springs. Well, this Chamber of Commerce asked him to leave because they didn't like the way the people looked, because he'd operate and then they'd have this big bandage on their face, on their nose, on their ear, on their cheek, on their chin. The chamber thought it scared away visitors.
Carol Johnson at the Andrew County Museum in Savannah, Missouri, explains that locals here talked Nichols into coming to Savannah to build a sanatorium. He specialized in what he called esoteric treatment.
You paid for your room and board, and you paid for your treatment. But if your cancer came back or another kind came back, you could come back and get free treatment. You still paid your room and board, but you got free treatment.
The museum has many letters from those who were cured, but there were also skeptics of Nichols' methods.
The medical doctors would not accept him and thought he was a charlatan. But there were no other cures at that time, so people were just desperate.
This was a huge complex, especially for a town the size of Savannah. The last and largest building still stands.
Then they built this big brick building. It's 3 or 4 stories high and has a basement. It has 2 wings out on it that are good. It's been added to since the original building.
The sanatorium here was open from 1912 to 1956. They treated 70,000 patients and claimed to have a 75% success rate. It's important to note that in a time when some medical quacks attempted to scam the sick and leave town with huge profits, Nichols seemed to be in medicine for the right reasons, charging low rates and establishing a practice that stood for decades. At one time, the sanatorium employed 500 people, and many former patients and employees still come to the museum to see a bit of the history of the place. Driving the Countryside, in Savannah, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.